Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. A letter from Captain Gulliver to his cousin Simpson. I hope you will be ready to own publicly, whenever you shall be called to it, that by your great and frequent urgency you prevailed on me to publish a very loose and incorrect account of my travels, with direction to hire some young gentleman of either university to put them in order. But I do not remember I gave you power to consent that anything should be omitted, and much less that anything should be inserted. In the account of the Academy of Projectors, and several passages of my discourse to my master Huynum, you have either omitted some material circumstance, or minced or changed them in such a manner that I do hardly know mine own work. I do in the next place complain of my own great want of judgment, in being prevailed upon by the entreaties and false reasonings of you and some others, very much against mine own opinion, to suffer my travels to be published. Pray bring to your mind how often I desired you to consider, when you insisted on the motive of public good, that the Yahoos were a species of animals utterly incapable of amendment by precepts or examples. And so it hath proved. For instead of seeing a full stop put to all abuses and corruptions, at least in this little island, as I had reason to expect, behold, after above 6 months' warning, I cannot learn that my book hath produced one single effect according to mine intentions. I desired you would let me know by a letter when party and faction were extinguished, judges learned and upright, pleaders honest and modest with some tincture of common sense, and Smithfield blazing with pyramids of law books. The young nobility's education entirely changed, the physicians banished, the female Yahoos abounding in virtue, honour, truth, and good sense, courts and levies of great ministers thoroughly weeded and swept, wit, merit, and learning rewarded, all disgraces of the press in prose and verse condemned to eat nothing but their own cotton and quench their thirst with their own ink. These and a thousand other reformations I firmly counted upon by your income.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?